So Dave, the city wants to remove the or you guys are talking about removing the February election. I'm just curious. I know you had reservations about it. What is different about the February election that plays a role with the April election? Like, I'm not sure how that all works.
We've got a according to the city attorney, we've got a completely unique system of election. We are shared essentially with the city of Chicago. In our February election, you can, if you have just two people running, then you are elected and you don't really need to worry about April. If there are, say, three or more running, then the top two vote getters from February will move forward to April. The February election is city only, locally. There is no other governmental body that is involved in that. The reason it's different is because we don't have political parties here. We are nonpartisan. In most places, you'll have a primary in February where you'll pick the Democrat or the Republican or the Green or whoever candidate, and then they'll move forward to the general election in April where you'll run one party against the other. So we've just got a kind of an unusual situation that has been set up by people who aren't here anymore. And as people change and things kind of get forgotten, go by the wayside, we end up with situations like, you know, the unfortunate problem we had with Alderman Wayland in the February election this year. We have an opportunity, I think, to clarify some things. That was my first choice, is just to leave things intact and clarify some of the terminology so that we can be sure that we don't have a situation like that happen again. But others have made the argument that we might want to get rid of the February election for cost-saving measures. I know the county would kind of like to see that, of course, and I think there are other ways if you want to deal with cost savings for the county, but as it is, that's really where we're at.
And as I said before, I think you said you had reservations about it. What? Why do you personally not want the February election to go away?
Well, I'm a big fan of more input from the people than less. I like the idea that, one, that is city-driven. It's people who are in the city who are interested, and they're coming out on a city issue. You're not coming out to take care of something else on the ballot. Admittedly, that does lead to a low turnout sometimes. I think that's more says more about us as candidates than it does about the voters sometimes. Secondarily, based on the discussions we had in the General Government Committee on Friday, that it's not just a matter of us saying we want to get rid of an election. We're going to have to go to a referendum if we want to do this cleanly, and referenda comes with a cost as well. So the other thing is, and I feel strongly about this, if you get into a situation where it's a winner-take-all in the first election cycle, you can have people with 20, 25, 33% of the electorate putting them in office. And I think that adds an air of illegitimacy to an office holder. I think it's better if 50% of the people put you in. So that's really my biggest concern.
And so right now you guys are deciding what course of action to take. I believe it's either referendum or ordinance are there any other options that you guys have been pursuing?
Well, status quo. I mean, what we're looking at, I did offer some language that I believe clarified things. However, the court in the ruling on the Wayland versus Hill case issued that clarification for us. If we never put anything into our ordinance book, there's been a court law, court case that says this is what you need to go by. In the old days, when we ran for office, we were all told it was 50% plus one vote. Well, that's just a sloppy shorthand, and people who didn't have a real great grasp of math probably, it made sense. It made sense in a political fashion. But in the real world, it didn't make any sense whatsoever, and it was proven to us that it didn't make sense. If you just go by the dictionary definition of majority, then we never had this problem again. But I thought perhaps it'd be best if we put something in there so that it just can't happen. You know, just this is what you go by. So those I think are the three options, though. Get rid of February and go to a winner-take-all. Clarification of the existing language and we move forward, or just status quo.
And so now right now, there's nothing set in stone, though, for what's going on with the February election, correct?
Absolutely not. And, it's something that we are going to have time to address. We don't have municipal elections again until February of 2015. We would have to have something in place by, I believe they said, September of 2014, one way or the other. So, and that's if we want to change it this election cycle. I mean, the city is like any other long-term organization. It's still going to be here 5, 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 years down the road. So just jumping off of the February election and doing something to do something isn't necessarily the best idea either.
And I believe you guys hinted at this morning that I think it was 1985 that this was the rule the way it is now was written back then. And so, 27 years later, it's now up to this point, or 26 years later, it's up to this point now. If you were to read the way the court decided on the definition of majority, is that now official in there? So the next election, as of right now, majority is what was on that paper?
Well, it's not in the ordinance book anywhere, and that was part of the discussion today. I mean, majority is in there, and we now have legal precedent. In an election in the city of Macomb, Illinois, majority means anything over 50%. I mean, it really should have been a no-brainer because there were only two people running. But it is clarified. It's not in the book. It's if anybody asks the question again, you point to the court case. But, 85 in 1985, did they think that this was going to be coming up? No. I mean, we were switching from a... we were trying to get away from Democrats and Republicans. We were cutting down the number of people that we had on our city council. We were making lots of wholesale changes in that time period. And there's usually a law of unintended consequence somewhere down the way.
And I believe it was Alderman Moon. I believe that he was there this morning as well.
No. Alderman Wynn and Alderman Cook.
Cook, that's his name. He, I believe, said something about I think he wanted to just said go ahead and just get rid of the February election, but wouldn't that have repercussions in the future if an ordinance were to happen and then people might question if you had the authority to do it in the first place?
Sure. I mean, you could, in theory, just go ahead and say, yeah, we're going to put an ordinance on there that gets rid of the February election, goes to April, and we move forward. But if somebody in the future isn't elected in an April, you'd get a winner-take-all, and somebody who was close didn't get elected. Well, if I'd have had a chance to run in the February election, I could have still gone forward in April, and I'd have two shots at it. So you could make the argument that at that point they would say, well, you never had a referendum to change this, which was put in place by referendum. I mean, it's we go out and we ask for people to pass something by referendum, and you just can't go and take it away. The citizens asked for that to be there. They voted it in place. It's got to stay there until they say no.
So you believe that if the city just went ahead and enacted an ordinance without putting a referendum in place, that could come back to the city and hurt them in a way?
I do believe so, yes. It may not be next year or in 2015. It may not be in the next 10 or 20 years, But we've got to look at the bigger picture and try to prevent things from happening. And yeah, there's always the chance that somebody who doesn't get an outcome that they like goes back and says, "You've got an illegitimate situation here," and then we're forced to defend it. I mean, we've seen what happens sometimes when you're forced to defend things, even if you don't believe in them. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, the city attorney, she's trying to weigh in the options that the city has, and just that's what she was doing this morning, was just kind of letting you know what you could do in terms of options.
She was bringing forward to us the information that we needed to have if we were going to move forward on a change. The part she's looking at now is what a change would benefit us by. The election code has changed significantly since the 80s, and there may be something in the election code now that would give us exactly what we wanted in the first place. And what we wanted in the first place was nonpartisan elections. But at the time, the election code didn't allow for it. It may have caught up to us, and if that's the case, then we could conceivably ask for a referendum to dispose of the February election and then go to whatever is in the current election code that mirrors what we wanted to do, if indeed that's there. And that's up to her to find.
And just a quick recap to make sure I got this all straight. So right now, you guys are poised with these decisions. You can either put a referendum to keep the February election or get rid of it, an ordinance, and just enact it upon yourselves, or simply fine tune the language of the municipal code.
That's the way it's looking right now. The important thing is that we approach it in a reasonable way and don't jump. I know that there's been a lot of folks who feel that we got a black eye out of what has happened recently. I'm not one of those who really wanted to pursue this defense that we had recently, but we don't just want to jump and do something. We've got time. This will come to us a couple more times, maybe half a dozen times in committee, and we've got plenty of time to work with it. So, yeah, those are pretty much the options, just the status quo. We may not even fine-tune that language as long as everybody understands that majority is a majority.
And I just have one more question. This is regards to, I believe it was two council meetings ago. Former Alderman Cahill had came up, and she had said that she requested that the council review Alderman Whalen's status here in terms of how long he's lived within his ward. Have you guys decided to pursue that at all?
There was a miscommunication about how to get items onto a council agenda this week. The mayor, Mayor Inman, and I had discussed putting that item on the agenda, the discussion of Ms. Hill's request for an investigation. Because of that miscommunication, it did not get on the agenda this time. It will be on the agenda for the first council meeting in June. I have discussed with some aldermen how they feel about it individually, but we have not had a discussion in public as to how to proceed with that. But we will in the first meeting in June, and I want Mr. Wayland and Mrs. Hill to know that we will deal with this at that time. It will be taken care of.
Okay. That's all I needed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.